Call the Monday, November 19th, 2012, Planning and Zoning County Commission meeting to order. You want to establish a quorum, please, Mr. Ashley?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Huddell.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Very good. Would you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination of the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications to the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concept requests will be heard following the final vote. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or project will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is our minutes from October 2012. Did the commission get an opportunity to review those minutes? And if so, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Got a motion to accept the minutes as written. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. We've got a final vote tonight of Copper Run Distillery, and from what I understand, the representative is on his way and will be here shortly.
Yes.
So, in essence of time, we're not going to wait on him. We're going to go ahead and get into our concepts, and we'll come back to that after he gets here.
Okay.
Okay. So, it looks like our first one up is McKissack Residential Partners 2 Limited. Is that right or close? Is there a representative here for them tonight? No representative?
Tim Davis.
Okay, well, we'll skip that one. He might be here still.
Okay.
Okay. I know there's representatives for the next one. Mountain Country Propane Bulk Plant. So let's start with that one because I see them out there.
Okay. And, of course, with this being the concept hearing, I've just put together some slides basically showing the location of this. This is located on State Highway 76, just a little to the east of State Highway VV. And we've put together a series of aerial photos showing the location. And we basically just have one from the north, south, east, and west. And I'll let the applicant at this point explain what's proposed.
Okay.
What we've actually leased is this property right here, there's a fence, not that over there, just all of this.
So are you guys, is that going to be split up into another parcel then, and that's the part they're asking for to be commercial, and the other part will be residential?
Yeah.
Is that?
I believe that's just it's a leased area,
it's
correct?
Just it's just a leased piece of property from Mike Britton. It's actually all one piece, except for, like you said, that road is our split.
Okay, but the home will still be there?
The home will still be there. We will not, nothing's going to happen to the home.
Okay.
And it's actually an RV.
Actually, the
Okay. Yeah, and the mobile home.
I know where it's at, but I drive by there, but I don't.
Yeah, the mobile home will actually go away, and the RV will stay.
But
he's sort of a maintenance guy, but this year it's going to be gone here. So
okay.
It's going to be a barn and a camper.
But are they going to split those, or is that going to just be one parcel?
It'll remain one parcel, but they'll basically be leasing an area.
Okay. The reason I ask that question is because a lot of times, per our code, is when we have residential that abuts commercial, we have two options that we have. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, 25-foot landscaping buffer or a privacy fence.
Yes.
Right? That's generally what we require, one or the other, and there's not much vegetation on that, so it's probably looking like it would be a privacy fence type situation.
Okay. If you look, though, there's a house here, and from this property, the fence is actually, this line is all, that may be the property line.
Well, that square may be off. I mean, the yellow square could be off.
But it is pretty much buffered with trees and brush all the way around.
Right. It has to be a minimum of 25 foot wide on your side of the property line.
Okay. Now, when you say...
Right? Is that right, Bob?
Yeah,
okay,
that's
per
correct.
Okay, when you say privacy fence, is that...
Generally a wood or
chain link
with the privacy
slats
in it.
Okay.
Either one of those will work.
Now, the guy we're leasing that from owns the property there and behind it.
Right. Doesn't make a difference when we look at it because he could sell that tomorrow. Yeah. To somebody else, and it's still residential. So we look at it as what the parcels are on that. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
That's generally one of the requirements that per our code, it has to be one or the other. There's just no vegetation on that.
Yeah. Well, that
you know, to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, what we're proposing is, as I'm sure you're all aware, we have a bulk plant just about 3/4 mile up from the landing, and we are moving from that location to this piece of property. We'd like to put in an 18,000 and a 30,000 gallon tank and use this property for, you know, bulk delivery, storage of ASME tanks for residential and our trucks. I have a site plan that I've submitted. I also have a plan that I have to submit to the state for the commission to approve. And they'll get that, they'll come out and they'll inspect the property and give me an okay, you know, yes or no, and then we proceed from there. But obviously we have to go through this process.
Sure.
So, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Okay.
So,
and we did have the local fire department come out and inspect the site and got their approval on it too.
Okay. Any other questions or comments that for them to look forward to for the public hearing?
Where are we going to enter this property at? Are we going to come in the entrance that's already there that's servicing the house?
There's actually... You can go back to that
other
slide.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't.
The State Highway Department has marked us off two drives.
Oh, yeah.
We've already got it marked. There's going to be an entrance here.
Okay.
And an entrance back over here. It's going to be a big circle drive. Our tanks are going to set right back over into this area here. So they're going to be well off the road. This will be a big circle drive that goes back up and around.
Okay.
Mike, there won't be no residents there.
No.
No, we don't intend on putting an office there. It's just going to be a bulk plant.
Well, and see, that's why I was asking about splitting that up because, I mean, we just have to, you can always go into the Board of Adjustment and ask for them to change that. But as far as our code goes, we are pretty much tied by our code. And around that parcel, you'll have to have some type of privacy fence, the actual whole parcel, if it's residential on each side. Without getting something from the Board of Adjustments. Am I correct in that, Bob?
Like you said, it does either require a vegetative buffer or a privacy fence,
around the whole parcel, because that's residential or agricultural around it.
Maybe I'm not understanding, but is the RV going to maintain somebody there at all the time?
The RV will.
So there will be a...
On that one side, yes. On that the eastern side, there will be...
Because basically, you're leasing an area that's essentially here over.
I think there'll be the only place they'll have a privacy deal is down between it and that park, because I know the vegetation is probably 25 foot wide on the back side and the other side.
Yeah, it's
But is it on the inside of the property?
It has to be on the property on the parcel we're looking
it's
at.
It's actually the property line, but
right.
You guys want to transfer security anyway, correct?
Well, yeah, but we didn't intend on fencing the entire piece of property. Where our bulk plant is going to be, like I said, it's going to be back up in this area here, which will have our 18 and our 30 and our pumps. That will be fenced
right.
in with razor wire.
Right.
So nobody can have access to that. But our tanks are going to sit back over through this area here. And they're just ASME tanks. Like I said, if you drive where we're located now, they're sitting right next to the road.
Right. Our code, though, says we require one or the other. We require either a 25-foot buffer on the parcel that we're talking about, not the neighbor, because they can come and, you know, do whatever they want on theirs whenever they want, or a privacy fence on the parcel. So
yeah.
I don't really necessarily see that that's what you guys need to do in this case,
mm-hmm.
but we can't waver from that, but the Board of Adjustment might be able to do something if they choose to do that.
Okay.
They can look at the code and say, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to put a fence all the way around this whole thing
mm-hmm.
and give you a variance.
Okay.
Which that might be in your best interest to do that. Now, you can go through this process first if it's approved and to go all that. Then you can go to the Board of Adjustment, right? Or you could go to the Board of Adjustment and ask first.
I mean, they really could. Now one thing, I know there'll be a fenced-in area for the bulk plant or for the larger tanks themselves. The other area, I guess, won't be fenced. Is that, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but if that whole parcel is changed to commercial, see, that's where you get into then that whole parcel abuts residential. The whole parcel does.
And we always require them to go to the Board of Adjustment first and then come back here.
That's generally what we've done, but they could ask for it. I mean, we could approve it.
You can't require them to go to the Board of Adjustment until we turn them down.
No, they can ask for a variance.
We have to turn them down before they go to the Board of Adjustments.
Well, we don't have to turn them down. They could get approval and then go to the Board of Adjustments for a variance.
The Board of Adjustments have nothing to rule on until we turn them down. That's why it's always been done, in my experience on it.
No, we can approve it as is, and then if we approve it, and then they can go and ask for a variance from what we've approved.
If we specify it has to have the fence or the
right.
25.
I mean, it doesn't have to be turned
work.
Down.
That'll work.
One or the other.
So I'm not saying it wouldn't be.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how they're going to decide. Yeah, but
I understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
And I respect that. We're on a short deadline.
Right.
If I have to be off the property, I'm on now by the end of December.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got a 15-day window to get all of our tanks moved once you guys decide on the 17th of December. So if that's what I need to do now is go to this next step and decide if we need to put the fence or...
If you don't want to put a fence on that whole parcel, then you'll need to get in touch with the Board of Adjustment.
We can't approve it otherwise.
Okay. Well, we can. We just have to approve it with the fence.
With the fence.
Okay. Okay. And that's fine. I can do that tomorrow. So.
What if we lease 25-foot with the natural buffer that's there?
Well, it's not a vegetative buffer. It's just grass. I don't. Yeah. That's up to Bob. Is that a vegetative buffer?
It's pretty... I mean, it's brush,
it's
cedar trees. Yeah, I mean, if you look, it's pretty wide across all of that.
Is it more for a noise reduction?
It's generally put in there for lots of different reasons, but it's, you know, usually if we put a commercial parcel in the middle of residential, it's a buffer from that between the residential, and that's why it's one or the other. It's usually either a 25-foot vegetative buffer or the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a buffer for the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though in this case the neighbor's the one leasing it to you,
yeah,
that's we can't look at it like they won't sell it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't even sell it to us, so I know he's not going to.
Yeah,
sell it.
But we can't. You know, we can't make those assumptions. So there's just I would get with Bob and see what your options are to do that, so you can get moving since you are in such a short time frame. I'm pretty sure we can go ahead and rule on it.
Okay.
It's just a matter of. You know how you proceed from there.
So you don't want to put a fence.
I'd prefer not. You're looking at probably
there's a
lot
of fence.
$1,000,
a lot of money.
You know, with the fence, it's going to cost me that much to just move my plant.
Yeah.
So I'm doubling my cost. So I'd like to keep the costs down as much as possible. So if I can get away from the fence, then I'll do this Board of Adjustment and we'll go from there. But I understand what you guys have to do. You have to approve it with the fence in mind, and that's fine.
Right, and then you could go to the Board of Adjustment. That'll be up to them on what they decide.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me in this case to put it up, but we don't have a choice on looking at that.
No, so. I understand completely.
Yeah. If you broke it into a smaller parcel, you could do that, but, you know, if those were two separate parcels, right, Rob?
Now, what do you mean by that, if those are two separate parcels? If it,
Yeah, really, I mean, now here's the question, it too, and I'm just talking out loud as we go, but I know it calls for the buffer between commercial and residential. Is there residential to the, you know, to the north and to the east?
Well, it's right there on the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
Is a rental property considered
residential?
Residential.
That's residential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious if they could make that into another parcel, that smaller piece of what
would they be
using.
Willing to split it up for you?
Yeah, I
have no problem with it.
Wouldn't that be more simple?
Remind me how many. And I apologize, I've not looked at that close, but how many acres is this?
Okay. 7 acres.
Yeah.
The parcel we're looking at is closer to 5.
So you got a couple options. I mean, that might be a more reasonable option, and then that other is residential around it. I don't know. It's just a couple of thoughts there.
So if we split up into two different sections, where does that get us?
Well, if you take the other section, it has to be at least 2 acres. Is that?
Yeah, what? It would have to be a minimum of 2 acres.
A minimum of 2 acres, then now you don't have to fence 5 acres. You're looking at 2 acres,
okay.
Which you're going to fence a majority of that anyway.
Sean, there's no residence on the north.
I don't know how that reads for anything less than commercial, if it includes agriculture or not.
I think
it does.
I was thinking it was,
if it's not commercial.
Right, if it's anything less than, which would be residential or agricultural.
It's a farm.
Yes.
Right, so see, I think that would be included in that. If you had just a few of those trees on your parcel, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Mike
has in mind, later down the road, of this area in here, putting in some greenhouses, which would probably be thinking at that point. We probably want to have that turn commercial.
But until it is, we can't.
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to remember.
I do so much better with that on the computer.
So you're saying if we get that other piece where the camper is?
No, the piece where you're actually going to put the bulk plant, that would be, I would have separate that out as a parcel away from that 5 acres. A minimum of 2 acres is what you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden you've got just, instead of dealing with that whole 5 acre parcel, you're just dealing with the 2 acre piece that you're going to use for the bulk plant. That really lightens it up a lot right there.
Well, the rest of it's going to be used for commercial store tonight.
Well, whatever room you need. Yeah, I mean, if you need more than 2 acres, then it's going to have to be a larger parcel than that.
But you're going to fence that anyway. What he's trying to save you is fence money.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Bob, why don't we just, because, I mean, that's really the only question I think anybody's got, and it's really between you and Bob. If you could get with Bob and let him inform you on what your options are, especially since you're on such a short timeline. And he can let you know what your options are, and then we'll see you on the public hearing date.
Okay, that'll work.
Which is?
5th.
The 10th?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No special holidays like Leprechaun Day or something you guys are off for?
Okay. Tomorrow is the deadline.
Okay, so obviously you'd want to get one tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right.
Well, that'll work.
We'll see you on December 10th.
All right, thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you, guys.
We do have one final vote tonight, and Mr. Blancett's here, so we're gonna run back to that. Copper Run Distillery.
Okay, On this one, in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Taney County Health Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the distillery structure and the adjoining residence to the northeast. Sixth, if music, whether live or reproduced, is used for entertainment, the sound levels shall not be such as to be a nuisance to any existing residences. Seventh, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Eighth, the Copper Run Distillery shall be open to the general public from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday. The business shall be open for private events from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. And number nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Come on up, in case I don't know if any of the commission will have any questions for you or not. But any questions for Mr. Blancett? I know we got a lot of them answered last week as far as the hours go, and from what we understand, the private events are pretty minimal. I believe you had five or six, something like that.
That's correct.
In the last year. One of the other questions was the live music, and from what we understand, that's all indoors and it's acoustical. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And, of course, you're already approved for basically this now. That what we're really adding is the buy-the-drink mm-hmm. part to this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept as it's written.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second to accept it as it's written on the summary there. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And Tim's here, so we'll go back to McKissick Residential Partners.
Okay.
This is, I guess I should probably let Bob make this presentation.
Yeah, you step on his toes a little bit.
And with this being the concept hearing, I really didn't have anything specific. I just, we put together some aerial photos.
Okay.
Showing the site in question. He's actually representing two nightly rental proposals that are in close proximity. We've got them on a different point in the agenda, so I didn't know if we wanted to go ahead and hear
McBud?
These together.
Is that the other one?
Yes.
Why don't we do those back to back since you're up here? So go ahead and put the first one, and
okay.
Then we'll look at the other one separately. Are they different owners?
The same individuals held through different legal entities.
Okay, I thought with the names they might have been. Okay, thank you.
And this is in close vicinity to two other nightly rental. Applications have been approved in the same vicinity recently.
The McSpadden one was right on the corner, and okay.
Exactly, and then the other one was Bud as well.
Okay.
And so two others have been approved in the past, and just have some different views of the property, basically in question. But the majority of the adjoining or neighboring properties are nightly rental, basically.
Okay. Anything else to add, Bob?
Not really at this point.
Mr. Davis?
The first one, the 129 Spruce Drive, which is the McKissick, it has three bedrooms, two bathrooms. It can sleep a maximum of eight people. It has fairly abundant parking, but in the contract that the people sign, we limit them to bringing three cars to the site. When I say we, I mean my clients. It's on a community well shared by the surrounding homes, and there's an on-site septic.
Okay.
And it's been operating as a nightly rental for the past 5 years, but my clients have now brought it to me to make sure that we can document that we're in compliance.
Yes, so a couple of the neighbors have got in, and so it looks like everybody's kind of following suit, which is, we appreciate that part of it for sure. Any questions for the representative? Are y'all familiar with this? I mean, we've just done a couple of these in the last couple of months. And the same, I mean, out of those five, two of them were there, and I think two more are going to be
coming in.
So, any other questions on this one? I think we're pretty familiar with it.
Okay.
So, okay, next one.
The next one was filed by McBud Vacation Rentals, LLC. The house is at 924 Jones Road, which is just across the street.
Across from Spruce or whatever that is?
Yes.
Okay.
And so here was the other one.
This is a three-bedroom, three-bath house. It could sleep a maximum of 12 people. It has a large driveway.
Is the driveway on the property?
It is not. Unless that's...
They may own the...
We need to make sure of that. I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's a good point. We need to make sure that we bring in both parcels to that. If the driveway... If they own both parcels, we need to approve both parcels.
Okay.
More note for Bob, I think. Okay.
And again, same community well as the other one, and same on-site septic.
How many residences are on? I mean, is it those five and that six or seven on that community well? Do you know, or is it a larger type well system?
I think it's just that cluster of houses.
It's that cluster of houses. Okay. Any questions for Mr. Davis on this one, other than the one that we'll get that answered for the next meeting?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that the applicant does own that other parcel as well.
We'll need to bring them both in.
Exactly. We'll make sure that that one's added as well.
I could probably tell. I actually have a copy of the deed. Let's see. It's lots 8 and 9. Bob, are you able to tell if that driveway is on lot 8 or 9?
I can't on there, but let's see. Not used to this.
I'll tell you what, let's just get that for the next one. That's not crucial.
Yeah.
And that way it is crucial, but it's not crucial. We know that tonight. So
yeah. Okay.
Just the main thing for the representative to know is that we need to make sure that driveway is included on their property.
Of course,
Before we can, if it's not, then we've got other things to deal with.
Right.
Other than that, we're okay, I think, on that.
Okay. So. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right.
Benita, I brought the postage.
Thank you. Next up is Crawford's Towing. We've got a couple of singers in the house, Paul Simon and John Anderson. I like that. Don't know if it's the same ones or not, but that's quite a mix.
I wouldn't be
doing this if you were... Okay.
For whatever reason, it didn't highlight it, but it's actually this piece of property here. That's behind the existing towing business.
Because that was split, if I understand right.
Yes.
Okay.
The two pieces were split last year. I purchased the towing side. I've already had the business, but just purchased the property last year.
That's the north part?
Yeah. This all was... Bruce Crawford's land at one point in time. This is still the automotive shop over here. And then our portion actually jutted back under. I know it's kind of a strange setup design how it came out, but the storage lot for our customers was in the back at that point in time. So we had to kind of work around that. This section over here is what is in question at the moment, and there was a house on it at one time and has a driveway going into it. The what we're just planning on doing is fencing that off, the same as our tow lot now.
Okay.
And using it for customers' vehicles, employees' vehicles, and things like that, just parking.
So it's parking.
Parking's what we're after right now, yeah.
But the request, it is going to be a commercial lot, is that right?
Yes.
You were here for our first discussion on the residential, between the residential and the...
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
and
so you...
That was a plan that we had already, is to do the fencing and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I don't need anybody sneaking in the lot anyway, you know, to start with, so... But one thing that you said earlier that I wasn't sure of, we were thinking about a wood slat fence, but depending on how it turns out, the chain link with the privacy slats will...
Those are fine. Either one, as far as we're concerned, okay, from a privacy standpoint, are acceptable.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I believe there's a minimum height on those, but most 6 feet.
I think it's 6 feet, I believe.
So that's what it would probably be anyway.
Sure.
So.
Now, is this, I was just at the assumption that it had to be turned to commercial, being as we would...
I believe in this instance it does. There's special use issues, but that's not, that wouldn't be one of those items here, so.
Right. Yeah, as far as that goes right now, that's the only thing that we're actually needing right now.
Are they going to enter from that old driveway?
I'd like to have a gate there, yes, but, we probably wouldn't use it that often. It would just be nice to have an entrance over there. But I was going to take the section of fencing out and make a drive-through all in one piece then at that time.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Anderson? Okay. We'll see you on December 10th.
10th. All right. Sounds good.
I think. I hope that's right. Okay. December 10th.
Appreciate it, folks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next up is Avena Group, LLC. Juan Carlos Avena, is that right? Okay.
And this property is located on State Highway 248. It's an existing, existing building.
Yeah.
It was... once a automotive building, and basically I'll let them explain, but they're essentially converting this into a dry cleaning business.
Is that not commercial now?
It is, but we usually, we've normally looked at specific uses, like a few years ago, the Panda House came through when they converted that into a restaurant.
Okay, I thought we did that whenever you deemed that the traffic, it was very different. And maybe this is a case where you think that's the case. That's up to you and staff. But
I don't know. I mean, the way we had approached it is, to be honest with you, since, you know, that's kind of how we had looked at that one, was basically...
That's your call. I mean, if you feel like it's a big enough change. Is that right, Ray? Generally, if it was similar in use, we didn't really look at it, but if it was a big enough change... I mean, you're the only one that's been here. That's what I remember, too. But that's up to staff. What do you think, Dave?
I think it's a wash.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
That would, we can give him a vote of confidence on the thing and then go ahead and do their thing.
I don't think there's enough change in traffic to... I mean, but that's really... If you want us to hear it, we'll hear it, though.
I mean, as long as the board's fine with it.
As long as the board's happy with it, he shouldn't care.
It's already commercial, and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough of a change. A lot of times in the past... They may bring something to us, and you can do it however you want, and just say, hey, do you think this is something you guys want to hear?
Well, that's what we traditionally do. Yeah. You bring it before the board, and we decide right quick.
Okay.
Does anybody want to hear it? It was an automotive before, and it's... Okay.
I'd say move forward.
Do you know where we're going with that? It's already commercial, and the use is similar, at least as far as traffic flow goes, and so... We think it's fine for you to go ahead and do what you're asking to do.
Now the one thing we would still like to see that I didn't bring up, it's currently on a holding tank, and it has access to city sewer on the lot. And so we would like to still ensure that it's connected to municipal sewer, because The staff has a concern about
that. Can you
that.
Require that before they pull their permit?
See, I don't know.
I mean, if that's
that was,
why you want us to hear it.
That was one of my concerns early on, was it's essentially...
It'd been good to hear it 2 minutes ago.
exactly. It was...
I know, because right down the street, there on the molded rooster...
Red rooster.
Yeah.
You know, they got into a deal. I got involved with that with the water district and stuff, and it got to be a real hassle on that thing, and I think we're getting into things that we don't really need to get into.
Since it's already
it would
commercial,
be better,
I guess it'd be hard to change it.
Assuredly.
Yeah.
But all things don't happen expediently.
Okay. So you're asking then that you would like for them to make that change. That's what you're requesting of them?
If possible, I really...
Because without hearing it, I don't think we can require anything.
I agree.
Okay.
You do understand if the sewer starts running up on the ground, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, if you have a problem, then they can do something.
Because it's...
He would like for you very much to hook up to the city sewer, if
at
all possible.
It's basically been on a holding tank for the last 10 years, but it was an auto sales facility previously.
Yeah. Well, I remember when
and now that it's a dry cleaning facility.
And so we're looking at a larger water usage, and that was the staff's primary concern.
I was on Water District 2 board at the time when it came in, and we couldn't get a line down there fast enough, and he drilled his own well.
Yeah.
I remember that, too.
Okay.
Are you on the same well that trams are on?
Yes.
Okay.
Figure. But
well, all those were theirs.
That's just two entities.
Yeah.
And that's there again. That's legal.
Okay.
And I think out of our jurisdiction, did it for
yeah,
us.
I think it falls within what we've done, and I think our only request is it would be nice if you all would do that, but it's not something that we can require. But it would probably make sense if you did, especially for a dry cleaning business. Instead of the holding tank. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it.
So is there what else do they need to do with you, Bob?
That's really it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I just want to make sure that we didn't send them off without having everything that you needed. Next on our list is Eden's Ark. We have somebody here for Eden's Ark?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is located off of Hines Road, off of State Highway T. It's about 160 acres or so. I had a little problem as far as the aerial photography, just because I can't really get side shots of a parcel that large. So the only shots I've really got for you are really the small area that's more or less been developed as a home site.
Okay. Does that abut the School of the Ozarks property?
I'm pretty sure it does, doesn't it?
I think up in that
I think it's
northwest corner.
Okay.
Yeah
that
I think right
yeah,
here is theirs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
One of the questions I did have for the Planning Commission on this one before we got too far into this is I didn't know if this one would be beneficial for you guys to see or if there would be much to see. It's 160 acres. But I didn't know. I'll let the applicant kind of basically
from what
explain what's proposed.
Unless it's wrong, the map that I looked on Taney County, this whole section right here is Empire Electrics.
Okay.
You know it is, and it's leased by the school.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That section and the section on the other side is what they call the School Cove is.
Okay.
Is also Empire.
So the school is leasing it. What are they doing with it?
Nothing. There used to be a
duck hunting.
Yeah, well, it's not anymore. That's why it used to be. They used to have
on the duck blind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I did.
They used to have a big marsh down there they'd flood and duck hunt.
Okay.
But they don't, I mean, there's duck hunting that happens down there, but not on that field anymore. It's all in that cove.
Okay.
So.
The basic area where we're looking to set up in the beginning phases of it would just be roughly about 20 acres through this area right here and part of this field about 40 acres up into this field over here. So between 60 and 80 acres is what we're going to start out with.
And what is it that you're going to do?
We're going to put in an exotic animal park. This with a guided safari tour, which would start up in this corner here and take on trailer rides, guests up through the field. And you can see it kind of has a trail goes through here, and this opens up. So there's trails already through this. Part of the historical part of this, too, as well, is Sheriff Branson's gravesite is located on this property as well, right up in here. So we'll probably bring them back down and circle by that gravesite to get a little bit of history on Branson while we're touring with them. We will be regulated by the federal government, by the USDA. So I sent in two books to Bob that had all the codes and regulations that go along with that as far as fencing requirements, contingency plans, safety action plans, and training. That would hopefully answer a lot of the questions that you guys would have.
What animals? I see what you've written here, but I want to hear from you. What is it that you're...
Oh, we'll have an array somewhere between 50 and 65 species.
What are the ones we're going to be most concerned about?
That just depends on who the person is, I guess.
If one got loose, that's what would be... I'm not saying they would, but those are the questions, you know. I mean,
that's
bison, cattle, those are pretty common, but...
They are. I've been in this industry a long time, and what people don't realize is an elk or a bison is just as dangerous as a lion or a tiger. They'll kill you just as fast. Around the barrier of this property, as I said, we'll go through the USDA requirements, and they'll actually have us an 8-foot barrier fence along with a 6-foot fence, 3 feet off of that, to keep customers away and offset the fences. So it makes it virtually impossible for an animal to totally get out of confinement.
And you're fencing the whole 160?
No. We're going to fence this section down here. We'll have a walkthrough section of it that'll be in this area roughly. It'll be fenced off separately from this section where they load onto a trailer and we take them with a tractor through. It'll be fenced off separately from that. So we'll actually have a couple different fence barriers on there.
Okay. And as far as, and you heard us talking earlier about the buffers, I mean, you got plenty of landscaping there. You're not planning on clearing out the fence lines?
No.
For landscaping,
no.
Right?
No.
To drive around the perimeter?
No clearing.
Okay, because, I mean, all right. So, lions, tigers, bears, oh my?
Sure.
Okay, monkeys?
Yes.
Okay.
What else? You're going to have tigers and lions?
Yes.
Okay. Similar to what, zebras?
Oh, we'll have zebras, ostrich, alpacas, attics, ibex, bison, elk, a wide variety of them.
Because, I mean, this is the kind of thing that piques the neighbor's interest.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
For good and bad. I'm just saying, you know, because you've already said it, a lot of times people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hippopotamuses are cute, but they can kill you pretty quick. You
know,
but I don't think you're going to have a hippo, but
no.
Are you?
Okay. Not right now. It's
I don't
not
know where
in
to
the
put
plan.
It. So, okay. So.
How close is residence on that?
Let me get Zoom back.
Is there one right there on Hines? Is there a resident right outside of your property?
No, this is an old. The closest resident would be right here. This is an old, tore down barn that's still existing, but.
That's what I was thinking,
that's
too.
The closest resident is right here, and I believe there's a trailer down in this clearing right here, too.
Okay. So to get to that, you go down T, and then you go down T what? Because that's not right off of T, is it? Is Hines right off of T?
This is Hines Road.
Okay.
That comes back in here, and then as you come up right here, we've got a road that I can't see very well. That comes right off of Hines, that brings you right into the property and loops around. This is a 25-foot shop, and then there's a house on the property as well. Here's the shop and the house. So here's your road that comes in.
Are the exotic cats, are they going to be housed, or are they going to be running wild?
They'll be housed. They'll be housed behind a 9-gauge.
She'll be in the elk pen.
Yeah.
I just once.
Yeah.
I have a lot of zoo experience. I've ran parks, general managers, parks, directors of parks. So I've been doing this for quite a few years. So I have extensive training with housing these type of animals.
Okay, how do you plan on getting folks to there as far as signage goes? Because, you know, it's beautiful down there. I know that part. I mean, I know that's about where that parcel is, and it's not easy to get to.
No,
you know, which is why it's so nice down there, but. That'd be the toughest part. Obviously, you want a lot of people to get there. I mean, that's the whole goal, right?
Marketing to let people know where we're at will be our the biggest thing we have to fight.
Okay,
we're trying to come up with a plan, the most feasible plan to use the downtown district to market and advertise out of. And we're still coming up with some ideas on that to see how it'll work. But we may use some sort of building down there and use some sort of interaction with birds to goats to different things to attract people's attention and show them a little bit about the park.
So, but they're going to drive out to that and park out there. There's going to be parking. I mean, that's, you're not shuttling them out there. You're going to. Okay, so for the most part, 99% of your visitors are going to drive out there in their own car.
Yes.
Right? So you got to get them, they got to find it. So you're planning on having some signage somewhere.
There will be signs bought, yes. We don't have any exact numbers yet. Yeah, we will do plenty of advertising.
Okay. I know you've got some questions.
I've got questions with...
He's a road guy.
You're going to operate a business there. The road is pretty much a one-lane road in and out of there. Mm-hmm. What do you propose to...
We've got a 33-foot easement on that road to widen it 33 feet wide, and we're going to rock it right now out the gate to run all the way into that property. Is that what you're asking? Or a Hines
road? That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, where it comes off
of existing road.
Hines Road itself going in is it's a two-lane road, but it's a narrow two-lane road.
I don't really
sure.
have any shots directly of it.
Traffic is certainly going to be one of our other main concerns here. So, I mean, we just need to make sure we address that properly because you want a lot of traffic. I mean,
sure.
Otherwise you're not successful. So we've got to make sure it can handle the traffic.
One of the problems with widening is I don't know if that's going to be dealing with the public that owns the property adjoining
right.
the road itself. And sometimes they're willing to negotiate, sometimes they're not.
What part of now? What we think of widening what now? What part
road
of
from T Highway into that
not
Hines Road itself.
Yeah, that's not what we were talking about on the easement. We got two.
Well, both. Anywhere from T Highway to your property,
right.
Which would include Hines and I assume that other private,
the other private
easement. I think your concern, of course, is for both of them.
Right.
Right. Right? What is the minimum they would have to have easement wise?
Well, to make a decent road in there would be at least a 40 foot or wider if you plan on, depending on the traffic flow and hours of operation and different things like that. So if you plan on crowds and 7-day-a-week type business.
Right. Now that's the actual easement. What about the road? What about the road surface?
The road would actually be a 24-foot wide road, which I know it's not right now. I mean, but it doesn't serve that type. It's got one or two miles
right.
on it, basically. Are you talking about Hines Road?
Yes.
And the private park.
All the way back from T Highway.
Basically, from their parcel to
T Highway.
To T Highway. That's something that. Part of what we have to look at is not just your parcel in this case, but also how you're going to get the traffic there. What's there now is not adequate.
Okay.
And I know that's not property you own, but it is something that we have to look at as a commission. We can't just say, oh, yeah, that's fine, and then let your neighbors worry about how everybody's getting in and out of there. We have to take that into consideration when we make a decision.
Sure.
So anything you can do to help us make that decision, that part of it would be helpful. Which would mean talking to the neighbors, securing the right of way, you know, on approval and that type of stuff, because I'm pretty sure as the road sits today, we couldn't approve that.
Okay.
You know, we have to assume you're going to be successful. That's what you want too.
Well, the new roads will have to be 50 foot, Sean. I mean, we can't.
Well, but this is out.
We can't. Yeah. I mean, Randy's trying to work with them. Well, get it by, but I mean, any new roads has got to be a 50.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Any new roads on side the parcel have to be 50.
And it'd be much better if you could get the road.
If you could actually get 50.
I would suggest you shoot for 50 feet, and then you don't have a bottleneck and you don't have any problems.
The road bed is still the same, though, right?
Yeah, the road bed.
Yeah. So if you get the 50-foot easement, you still only have to have the road bed.
24
feet.
Yeah.
24 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
24 feet wide from off of T Highway to Hines. And then back
into the property. All of it needs to be 24 foot wide.
And of course, and then on your property.
And that's
your property to your parking.
Well. Okay. And that's 2 foot shoulders on each side, isn't it? Yeah.
A two-lane road, basically.
And you're saying that road going into that Hines right now isn't that wide?
No.
See, a lot of these were put in, of course, for just a sparse residential and before the wider right-of-ways.
Well, on Hines, we wouldn't have to get permission much wider. It's close to that.
I would be up to the road department on what you'd need. I mean, that's part of what you're going to have to look at. You know, in this case, you all are actually adding the burden to the roadway compared to what it is now.
Sure.
So that's, you know, we look at that as part of the
Hines a
applicant's responsibility.
Road?
We don't want to lay that on the other neighbors.
Okay.
You know, we want you to be successful, but we also want folks to be able to get in and out of there safely.
So if we had to widen Hines Road from point A to point B, we would have to get easements from everybody on that land to allow that to happen?
I believe that's the case.
Yep.
It's their property.
Otherwise, the width of it right now is as wide as it's going to be.
Whatever that easement is now, which of course is way too narrow for the type of traffic that you're hoping to have.
Well, I guess I have another concern about that, and I don't doubt your experience or at doing what you do, but I'm old, and I can remember one going in between 165 and 265, and we had an exotic animal park, and they took tours in there. The people that owned it went belly up, and we had lots of monkeys in tops of trees around here for a year or so.
Sure.
KY3 and Channel 10 did the best they could to get all the publicity out for Branson and area and really help us out. I don't want to see a repeat of that because the monkeys supposedly carried diseases that weren't.
If you're referring to monkeys that would carry diseases harmful to people, a lot of those are what we call old world monkeys. And you're talking in a time, I remember the old exotic animal paradise outside of Springfield out here when Pat Jones built that. They had multiple times of monkeys getting out and loose. That was actually before USDA requirements were even close to what they are today. Today, things are so tight because of the media and because of one animal escaping anymore brings huge amounts of publicity.
Yeah.
So things are a lot tighter and tougher than they were even 10 to 25 years ago.
I'm not aware of all those things, and
sure.
That was just a concern of mine.
Sure.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Because there was one 6x6 bull elk killed on Highway 65 north of Bear Creek up here.
Where
it came from.
Times ago, you could have got that and got a slap on the wrist anymore. Something like that could almost get you in some real trouble. They've put rules in play, and they come out. They send a federal government inspector out on a regular basis to inspect everything.
Yep.
And if they pull your license, you can't be open to the public anymore. Therefore, you don't have a business anymore.
But if that happens, Mr. Henkel, what do they have bonding that's in place to? I mean, you know, let's say they do pull not a license from somebody, and that probably happens because they don't. And now all of a sudden they've lost the revenue they have. Now they can't afford to feed the animals anymore. And
then they confiscate your animals.
That's I think is the real question because I remember that too.
They just let
them go.
Okay. Well,
you can't see that anymore.
It kind of went belly up.
I remember.
They're gone, you know.
Yeah.
And the county's left with a problem, and that's one of my concerns.
I tell you, Pat Jones, they used to let bears run around free out in the drive-thru up outside of Springfield. And his would cross the street and run around, and when people would call in, they'd say, oh, that's just Henry. He'll come back on his own. Today, you could never get away with anything like that. I mean, they would have you hung.
But what do they have in place? Do you have to bond? Are you bonded? Or what happens to ensure that a owner of a park like this that can no longer afford to feed the animals, what happens?
The Missouri Department of Agriculture actually makes you, for any dangerous animals, carry an insurance policy, million-dollar insurance policy. The dangerous animals are actually microchipped between the shoulders on their back so they can track them at any time as well. And then if it gets to where you can't keep them, then the government and the state has agencies in play to relocate those animals to other homes.
Okay. Because those are some of the questions that are going to come up.
Yeah.
To us,
sure.
From the public. So.
And anytime if you start, you bring up the words lions, tigers, it gets people's attention and makes people scared.
I'm
naturally, especially when stuff like in Ohio happened last year. I'm sure everybody's aware of that.
We had one about 3 years ago over here, but Reed Springs and the line got loose.
Yeah. It's a scary situation, it is. Luckily, on a good side for us, everything that we're putting up, this is a brand new facility. So everything will be up to code and spec with the newest laws that are out there right now.
I still worry about a tree because you're required to leave your trees there, and a tree can fall over your both fences.
It can.
That is a concern.
They make pretty strong cable now that you run at the top of your fences in three runs that'll bounce, a pretty big oak tree will bounce off of them without knocking them down.
Yeah, that would help.
They've came a ways with that because that's happened at other places where fences have been knocked out and you've got animals running everywhere. So now what did you just say as far as taking you, we're not allowed to remove any trees?
No, no, I didn't say we were just asking if you're going to remove them. Because that would affect the buffering.
Yeah, and actually, here's the thing. You've got plenty of, I mean, you could leave 25 foot buffering.
You've got a lot of buffering.
And then you could remove 100 foot of buffering and still be inside your fence where a tree wouldn't even fall over it. You just have to have that 25 foot around the perimeter.
Okay.
You know.
That's not a problem. And we'll leave a lot of this wilderness as it is because that's how we like it.
That's the idea.
And it's really pretty. If there's trees in question like that, if we look at one that's dead or that could be a problem, we'll go on and take it out.
Yeah,
but we're not wanting to remove much vegetation from this.
What other concerns?
Getting back to the road, is there a lot of property owners along that road there?
That high road that brings
four
you
or five.
In?
Four or five?
Yeah.
There's a few homes along here.
Your neighbor to the south has almost all of it, it looks like. Is that one parcel on south behind?
I believe that guy's out of Minnesota, and he's not very eager to work with anybody,
well,
to my understanding.
Good luck. I mean, you know, you're either going to need some from him or you're going to need it from all the neighbors.
Well, we've
to the
got
north.
On this road right here, we're good on the 24 feet because we've got an easement for 33 feet on that road.
That'll be. I don't think that's going to be enough.
It meets the minimum county standard, which would mean 50 foot all the way into your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a commercial.
Yeah.
Business, right?
Yeah.
So you need a 50 foot easement all the way into that.
A 50 foot road, even on our property.
Yeah.
Yes. To your parking. Not up in your trails.
Use it all, but you.
Yeah.
To put it in to follow the code.
To your public spaces.
The easement for 50.
Not through your trails that you were talking about, just to your parking lot. You'll need, anywhere there's public spaces, you have to have a 50-foot easement to that.
Now, it took us half a dozen phone calls and hours of headaches with a title company and real estate attorneys just to get in writing the easement off of Pines Road to this area. This was an act of Congress for us to have that in writing on our hand. Uh-huh. For us to get 50-foot wide in there is virtually impossible for us. I don't see that. The guy in Minnesota that owns where a lot of that comes through didn't even want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Couldn't answer any of our questions. Wouldn't work with us at all.
Well,
if we've got to go 50 foot all the way through this property and from Hines Road, this looks like we're shot out of the gate. I mean, what can we do with it?
That's certainly not what we want to do, but the fact of the matter is, if you're carrying X amount of cars in there, which you hope to be, that's the whole idea, you can't do it on that road. It's not where we couldn't allow that to happen.
So where did the 24 feet come in? What was that?
That's the road surface.
Road surface and shoulders.
20 foot of road, 2 foot of shoulder on each side.
That's 24. Then you got to have an extra 26 foot of easement.
You got to have ditches.
Outside of that.
Yeah.
But it don't have to be used or anything. That's just so that if necessary to put the proper drainage in and the ditching and stuff like that to control the water on the road bed.
The great part of having it where it is the location as far as how it looks. The bad part is the stuff we're talking about now. You know, if it was up against Highway 65, you'd already have all that. But
yeah, there's no way to get them in right now.
Right. So, I mean, you have to have enough road easement to do that. We can't allow that to happen. Otherwise, our code will not allow us to do that.
Our code won't allow it. You would have to go back, as we said a while ago on the other project, it has to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
That would be a difficult one, don't you think, for them to approve, too, I think. No, I mean, that's up to them.
It's not for me to decide.
Right. But that would be a difficult one because they're looking at the traffic.
Well, on the Hines Road, if we did get somebody to agree to widen it, who's got to pay for it?
Well, that's up to you all. I mean, if you can...
I mean, would it be us? Would we be the ones to be liable to pay for this widening Hines Road?
Part of our requirement for you to operate would be to have a 50-foot road easement into there. How that gets done... is up to you all. I mean, you could have bought 160 acres on a 50-foot, you know.
Well, luckily, we haven't bought it yet. We put a
right
contingency on this.
Sure. But that's a, I mean, that's a big stopper, you know.
Yeah,
but you got to remember, you got to be able to get the traffic in and out of there.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Who owns that?
That's what I told him.
Well, as far as the old one we're talking about.
Oh, I don't know who owns that now.
I think Blank's still owns it.
Yeah. On Green Mountain Drive. I think that'd be cost way more than it used to. Now.
Is that the old Animal Safari Park? 300 acres or
yeah,
something? It was on
it.
There wanting about $11 million for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's,
is that all?
Yeah. That was $100,000 short. I made him an offer.
Yeah. Yeah, you tried. But when you get done with this guy from Minnesota, that might be a pretty good deal. you know, but that is, it's certainly going to take that. And that's why we do have the concepts, is to get through stuff like this right now. And that's you know, it will take, that's no guarantee even that, you know, but that it, that is a guarantee that it won't work without that happening.
So I guess if we go to try to attack,
to get that 50-foot of easement, we need 17 more feet on our road coming in everywhere. So I've got to contact that original landowner, and we've got to go through and contact every landowner on each side of the road, on Hines Road.
No, you can
side.
Get the easement. However you get it.
One side.
You know, if you can get it all from one side, that's great. If you get it half and half, it's probably easier to get it all from one landowner sometimes.
That part's going to be way easier than that widening Hines Road. I don't have any idea how can we do that.
Well, I
that would cost,
that's out of my realm there.
If we're
Randy,
providing that to that cost a tremendous amount of money.
That's generally not going to be a burden on the taxpayers. You know what I mean?
Well, the county maintained part is only a portion of it. What do you plan to do with the rest of it into the property where you're gaining part? I mean, the county maintained stops a certain ways in there. We're only maintaining so far in. Want to build the road all the way to the parking lot.
But as far as the part that's county maintained, if that road surface needs to be widened, they would have to petition the county to see whether they would do that for them or whether that would be at the burden to do that.
Standards and then petition the commission to get them to take over the maintenance after it was built.
It's a pretty big task.
That's the way it still is, Randy.
Yeah.
That's the way it still is, isn't it?
If they want to have the rest of that maintained, yes, they would have to petition. But somebody's going to build it. That burden falls to you, basically.
How far in is that maintained? Is it maintained basically to some of these first homes in here?
It cuts right off there. When Hines, right after the cutoff there, Hines, and it's not maintained from there.
It goes right about here. We built a turnaround on this gentleman's property. Okay. The road continues on, but it's not maintained. It goes across this gentleman.
That looks like a platted easement there. Do you know how wide that one is?
The road so wide that what they're going to need to do is make it meet
up to the county standards.
Bring it up to new county
standards.
Just like anybody else would. Yeah.
How wide is it now? You got a clue?
It may be 40. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that.
So you're understanding what he's asking for, another 10 feet.
Right,
so
that might be 40.
Yeah, major road project.
Yes.
Yeah,
it may just be 32. It could be.
Let me see, that's an 80. That's a half a mile.
Oh, no.
And then probably another. So it's probably between a half and three quarters of a mile in there, isn't it?
Right.
Pretty close. So a couple big tasks. One of them is the road, and the other one is the neighbors. You know, you've already said it. When folks hear what you've got going on, they need to feel confident in the fact that you guys have it all under control.
Sure. Well, people from an aspect, Taney County currently doesn't have any laws as far as exotic animal goes. If we wasn't trying to apply for a commercial license and commercial property, I can bring all the lions and tigers I want into Taney County, and it's not, all I have to do is register with the county sheriff's office. But I couldn't have public people out there to see them and pay to see them is the difference.
Right.
So people's concerns are limited to the knowledge of that you can't stop somebody from bringing them in, but they can throw a fit if you're going to run a business out of it.
If you're going to make money from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just would be prepared with, you know, with legitimate concerns. You're in the business, you understand it, but most people don't.
Sure.
And so, you know, with the answers of what type of fencing you're going to have, what type of security controls you're going to have, that kind of stuff's all good to bring up. If we move forward on this, if you see a way to get that done with the road and we move forward with the public hearing, I would just suggest that you, what we generally do is have you come up and speak first, and you can probably mitigate a lot of those concerns by explaining it to us again.
Okay.
At that time, this is what we do. This is what was required, you know, like we're first graders. Okay, so we understand it. I know you do, but we don't.
Sure.
So, and that's one suggestion I give you for something like this. Because, I mean, you may not, there's not a lot of neighbors out there, but you'll probably have, my guess is it'll be noticed.
Okay.
So.
The sure. word will spread.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, but your bigger concern may be the road. So
that's by far our biggest concern. If we can't get them in there, then.
Well, that's one of our biggest concerns.
Sure.
You know, is we got to figure out how to get them in and out of there properly without putting a burden on the neighbors.
Okay.
So, anything else from the commission? December 10th is the public hearing.
Okay.
And you'll be in touch with Bob to see if that, I know you all have a contingency on that, to see if you can get something worked out between now and then, but I'm pretty sure that'll have to be settled before we can vote on it.
Okay.
The road and stuff, so.
Sure.
I don't know if you can get all that done in a month or not, but if not, we can delay it or whatever we need to do. So you can get with him and he can work with you on that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Our next one is Lemoyne. Do I have that right?
It's got to be me.
I'm yeah, the only one left. Well, you and Bill. Thank I thought Bill was just here to see me. Lemoyne Bed and Breakfast, is that correct?
Did I say that right? It's Lemoyne, that's correct.
Okay.
One thing I'm going to bring up on this one, and I apologize, I didn't bring this up early on with the applicant either, is a bed and breakfast is listed as a special use permit, but it's only looked upon as a special use permit if it's not going to have more than four guest rooms.
Okay.
And in this case, we're looking at more than the four, so I just wanted to clarify for both.
So this is a commercial.
It would be looked upon as a Division III commercial application.
I understand what he just said. Yes.
Okay.
Let me explain what the difference is.
Okay.
The difference is if it's a special use permit, it's just a permit that's granted to the applicant that would have to be, that wouldn't transfer with the sale of the property. With this being a commercial application, it would transfer with the sale of the property.
That makes that parcel a commercial piece.
Yes, yes.
Which the things we were talking about earlier with the fencing and that type of thing would all apply. I guess it's residential. Okay, go ahead.
And that's all I, that's all
where,
I really
where
had.
Where is this from?
Okay, and this is located on Black Oak off of Skyview. And
we're off of Animal Safari.
Yeah, off of Animal Safari here, which is ironic.
So you're on the hill just east of the dam.
Yes.
Just east of the Chattanooga.
It's a great view, actually. Thank you for doing that because I have the same plat. This home is about 4,900 square feet. It's off there in the middle of, it just falls off the edge of the earth right there just about. And it's the last one. There's one further on down. It's a pretty good sized mansion, but there's nothing else out there. The road dead ends. I guess that's the end of your where you go. Right now, currently, it was built, I think, 94. It has like five bedrooms in it, including the master. There's a big downstairs area, two large rooms, and we've already got some ideas of what it's going to cost to put two other bedrooms downstairs because all the facilities for the sewer and everything are right there in both of those sections. And we could just back up to it and put the bathrooms right there for both the rooms downstairs. We checked on the septic. They were going to do an inspection, but I think you had found that it was nothing more than what was built for at that point in time to hold five rooms. But that's what I'm planning on doing. We are trying to do this, and it's a nice facility, and it looks like it would be perfect. Now, to answer your question about a fence, there's already a fence there.
Okay.
This gentleman right here has got a fence on that property line right there.
Yeah, but it's his. Okay. I know that's going to be redundant.
I see what you're saying.
But he could tear that down anytime he wants.
He could. He sure could.
So, you know, that's...
So that would be, is that the separation you're talking about right there?
Anywhere there's residential that it
okay, abuts. So if that's the case, you would have to have a fence here too?
Not on the front. Not on the roadway. I don't think we've generally looked at that.
You're talking about the separation between this house and here.
And what about and on the one to the north?
This property here is part of this whole parcel. If that goes all the way down, back down there, this whole section here goes with this.
Okay. Well, then you've got plenty of landscaping buffering to the north.
Oh, it goes back and it just goes straight down the hill.
If you include that piece in the request.
And that was going to be one of my questions, too, is that's one thing we kind of debated, to be honest with you. We knew we had to at least include these parcels because this parcel is his driveway and everything, but they also own this parcel as well.
It's all under the ownership of sale.
Yeah.
It's all, the owner is selling all of that in one package.
Okay. Well, if you didn't include that other parcel... then I believe, under, unless I'm wrong, we would have to have a fence on that north piece. Not the one with the timber on it, the one where the house sits. If you didn't include that other north parcel.
You're talking about here, or are you talking about up here?
Well, I'm saying if you didn't include that parcel.
It's looking like right there, along here.
See where he's? Right there.
Here's the marker.
Right here, you'd have to have a fence here.
Right now you would, if that parcel wasn't included.
What is that building there?
Which one? These are two little outbuildings that go, that's owned by this gentleman.
Are they going to be part of that farm?
So we probably should just...
You can't separate, you don't want to separate that little piece, because if you separate, you've got to have at least 2 acres.
Oh, it's already been split out. I don't know at what point.
But if it's under 2 acres and he redoes it, we can't. It
changes everything.
The parcels that I included in my request included all this.
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to decide. It looks like he's going to have to include all three.
I mean, that would be probably the best.
Is that right, Bob?
That's all that was on.
Yeah, that's really, I think, the
best
approach.
Then it looks like the only fencing you'd really need is right there next to that house. Mm-hmm. Would you guys agree with that, Commission?
No, yeah.
I mean, there's also a lot of plants and stuff already there too. There's a lot of vegetation already.
So it's 25 foot, or if you plan on
right in there.
Yeah, there's a ton of vegetation. I can't even see that house frankly.
But it has to be 25
it's his.
Foot. If you've got
it's
25
his, like
foot
you
wide, then yeah. On your side, then you're fine. If it's his, then it's his.
Right.
But what is that home to the west there with all those cars in the driveway?
That's a good question. All I know is you do not want to get. There's a little gate right down here. We drove one down here one time because we thought maybe down the road might have another entrance in it down here. We talked about some bungalows or something eventually down that way. But they've got tack dogs down here, and I don't even want to get close to it. In fact, one of them was
no,
up
we
here.
Won't go down that road.
When we were down there today, it was right around here. And I thought,
so it's a home.
No. It's a home.
Or a business.
It's nice. It's not a business. I don't know what it is. It's just a home.
Well, there's one, two, three, four, five, six cars in that driveway.
He's got a lot of things he does. I haven't talked with him. I have no idea.
Okay, but it's supposed to be a home.
What road is that comes down to the house?
It's also Skyline. It's just, if you go in the back side, I know it's
I'm familiar with the area.
Well, if you go down the back side here and go out that way, you'll continue with Skyline. It's another Sky View or Sky, maybe Sky View.
Sky View, yeah.
That's somewhere on the wrong way.
But it's just, it is one more of a, you were telling the gentleman,
here's Skyline.
It's like a one road, one car.
The other one's Sky View.
Yeah.
If you can't turn around on that road. I tried. I had to back up and go up in somebody's driveway and go to get out of there.
Okay.
Huh. So it's pretty small. Sky View, yeah.
Yeah, I used to work somehow.
Skyline. Well, it says Skyline, so.
What about parking, John?
Pardon?
Parking.
That's
not maintained by us.
That's a good point. I kind of detailed some of this the same thing. If you look at that, the most we would have would be six cars. And we would have two here, obviously. You can see there's two that go there. This could be expanded, and I'd have it to where you could literally put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in there fairly easily.
What is his required parking per our code?
And
that's what we need to look at as far as what we require.
I know right now it's basically...
Okay.
Yeah, right now it's just 1.5 spaces for 2 bedrooms with a half space for each additional bedroom. So it doesn't really require...
Just a half?
And how many bedrooms are, was it 7?
We have there's 5 bedrooms now, and there's 2 more added. We'd have one, obviously, the master would be ours in the middle, and then we'd have 6 that we could literally use as a bed and breakfast.
So 7 total would be...
2.5 plus 4, right?
Yeah, 1.5 for 2, and then a half for each additional.
Yeah, so 5, that's 2.5 plus 2.5.
So five per code.
I was going to put 6 in, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. What we would require, it sounds like you're going to need more than that, but what we would require per our code is 5. So okay. You need to have a minimum of 5 parking spaces. So it sounds like you're going to need 6 at least. But
and a place to turn a boat trailer around.
Yeah.
That's true. And if...
We have to work on that.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. It's not in our code, but we hear this enough to know that you're going to need a place to turn a boat trailer around.
What?
Because you can't park on the public road, and they can't park the trailer on the public road.
Can't back it out.
And most of them can't back it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they try, they'll build a ruin something else across the street or something. I agree.
Buying a lot of mailboxes.
Well, and then we just may have to take a little bush out there.
So those are some things to think about there.
Okay.
What else?
The sewer. I mean, if we're going to add 2 bedrooms and the sewer existing is just enough to take care of what's there, we're going to have to make some kind of...
Now, without a soils evaluation, we don't know how many feet.
Right, and I was ready to go forward with that still, but I was going to wait and kind of hear what's going on first.
Part of one of our requirements will be a compliance letter from the sewer, whatever they're called now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. You mean this? You mean him?
Yeah.
Whatever him's name.
I don't know, whatever. Well, I know his name. I just don't know his department's calling today.
It's sewer department. He's the inspector.
Sewer permitting. Okay.
Well, if I get a sewer.
Well, you should have soils evaluation.
I have a septic guy who was going to do a test and find it and tell me the lateral lines that were there and what needs to do and. He was going to do all that for me. Would that be suffice as far as your information goes?
No.
That would let us know what. No,
it's not.
You need a soils evaluation.
Okay, so if he would do, so does that come from a certain inspector?
We don't need that before we make our decision, but one of our requirements will be a compliance letter from the sewer department. So you'll have to get all that done.
Believe me, you guys did a great job by putting that one in the paper. That was you'd had to request that they agree to yours, and they didn't, and you shut them down. So, I mean, that put the fear of God in folks, I can tell you right now. You don't want that to happen. If you say yes, you better do it.
Well, that's what we would prefer.
I agree. I mean, so I told my wife, who I thought, I said, this has got to be something we look at. We can't just sit back and say no to it.
Anything else? I got a couple things whenever you go ahead, though.
Do you own the property now?
No, we do not. We do. Well, we have a written request by the owner. We're buying the property. Right. Let's put it this way. It's in a contingency.
You're the representative, and they're the owner has signed it, but he's representing.
That's correct. They did sign it for our contingency to get approval before we buy it.
Any other questions? Just a couple of things. You might do whatever you can to inform the neighbors ahead of time because they're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing, and it probably won't be popular.
Well, currently, right now, our realtor has already told us there's 3 or 4 nightly rentals already out there in the neighborhood.
Well, we don't know about those.
I don't know either, but that's what I was told.
You know, when we find out about those or there's a complaint, then we deal with them then.
Okay.
I see. And we appreciate you coming to us up front so we don't have to deal with
it
later.
And this was the whole reasoning for me to do this. Why would I want to buy this and say, what do you mean I can't do it now?
Right, way to do it. The way you're doing it is the right way to do it. It's just that in a neighborhood, you are at a dead-end road. It's just a suggestion. You might.
The good thing was I was out of the city limits. That was, to me, it was a lot better to talk to you guys than
no comment.
now you're just trying to be nice.
Is this on tape? You know, this is not being recorded.
It's actually being broadcast on the internet.
So. Well, I meant that. What am I supposed to say?
Say hello to our four-member audience. So,
but that's the truth, and I just be honest with you. That's how we felt about it, and we thought it was It's a nice home. It's a nice environment, and the view is pristine.
Well, questions that are going to come up are noise,
not
how many people,
not a problem.
Hours that you're going to let people out and wander around. They're going to wonder about them wandering around in their neighborhood. What else always comes up?
Typically with bed and breakfast, the ones we've been to, we're going to go. We're going to stay. Take the ambiance that they have there, and then we're going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to see Branson. They're going to see sights. They're going to do whatever. Table Rock, like with the boat. Whatever.
The neighbors will be concerned, though,
I understand,
about the boat backing, people walking, their dog, and taking it to somebody else's yard to do their stuff and all that kind of thing. You know, those are all valid concerns.
Okay.
So it's different when you know the person that's there every day.
Well, we're not allowed dogs, and we may not allow boats on that basis.
So anyway, those are just some thoughts that you might be prepared to
answer. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you much.
Thank you. I see Bill. Whole new business. We don't have Dave Fawcett here this week, right?
Yeah, Dave will actually be with us December 3rd.
We get to listen to him on December 3rd, but I'm giving him 15 minutes. All he gets is 15 minutes.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave will be with us December 3rd.
Well, his name's Dave, you know, so you know those Daves are. No comment.
I was waiting for that.
I have very few weeks to get my hips in on
Dave. So I know it.
Go for it.
I'm not the first one thumbs on this body.
Well, that's probably true.
Well, I'll put it up. Good discussion. Don't hurt anything.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, and I think everybody's here tonight, so that's good.
Oh, exactly.
We have a special meeting on December the 3rd. It's a public hearing. I think Bob dropped something off to everybody to take a look at ahead of time. We're going to be talking about our current nightly rental regulations and some suggested additions to proposed.
Just what for?
Is that right?
You heard me.
And we're also talking about something else that night. It's not just that. There's something else.
And we were also, it's nothing that I think is too major, but in our code book, we've got a Eastern and Western District, and the boundaries of those districts have been amended. But we really haven't amended them in our code book.
So your request is for us to look at that to make sure those match our current district lines.
And somebody
with our
did
code
explain
book.
That to me, that they have passed some law in the state that's legal now.
What's legal?
They have two districts in the Taney County with different zoning regulations. All the years I sat on this commission before, that's one thing they emphasized, that was not legal. You couldn't have... And one part of the county rules for somebody that are different from somebody in the other part of the county.
What is the deal, Bob? I mean, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you.
Because that was the first thing that come up. Says, okay, let the people in the east part of the county alone. Just leave them alone. Let them go. But all the years I was here, they told me that you got to treat everybody the same and you can't have districts inside the county.
Well, you should treat everybody the
same. So, I don't know that to be a fact, but I think we should definitely look into it before we proceed too far.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, on December 3rd, we'll talk about that, and you'll have some info for us on that night?
I'm not trying to cause trouble.
No, I understand.
Yeah. But I can.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, it wasn't my call. That's just the way we were led to believe.
Anyway, we can discuss that and see where we want to go with that at that time.
Okay.
So December 3rd, everybody got it on your electronic calendar, Steve? Write it on your hand or something? Okay.
And on December 10th, I'm not going to be here for that meeting, so Scott Starrett's going to fill in for me. We're going to have him well prepared, and and I'll have staff reports put together for him. And But that's one of the few meetings I'll miss.
Everybody be gone to Grandpa's house.
I'm bringing cake that night. That's my last meeting.
That's right.
And Steve's bringing fried chicken because he promised.
Oh,
Oh, we've got him on the record.
Is that crispy or regular recipe?
I'll make two.
He'll bring four.
Steve, I've got a couple of roosters if you want to fry.
Yeah.
You
know?
I see on Greg.
What else?
I see on Greg.
I think that's all I've got.
Five old hens and a rooster. I'll get them.
Yeah, that's good. Just live one time. So, Bob, you'll let us know about the road issue on that animal park, because I don't know how far they'll be able to get with that. But
yeah,
that may or not be heard that night.
I've really thought
the
same thing.
I don't think they can get that much done in time.
And I told him it was a concern when he first came in.
Okay. Anything else from the...